Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. As promised, we've been talking about James Baldwin and the Let's Talk Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Book Club series. Well, it's back in Winter Park. And last year, if you remember, we had an opportunity to really have conversations that led to very good open discussions about race relations. And we did it at the Enzion Theater. Dr. Ruth Edwards, who is the educational director for the Winter Park Public Library, really spearheaded that. And Ruth, you did a really good job with that. You pulled in great professors who could talk about it, and the people were comfortable enough to come in and speak their truths.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you wanted. You have a very good knack for that, sis. Good morning. Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you back. And Barbara Chandler is my girl. She's the manager over at Hannibal Square Heritage Center. And of course, that's in historic Winter Park as well. And there are some big things coming up there as
Absolutely.
And we've got the month of January, February, and March to talk about what's going on. This book club series, is this your pet? What's going on with this?
So out of the I Am Not Your Negro screenings last year, I ended up co-facilitating that movie 5 times.
Wow. Mm.
And the last two times were at the request of Bridging the Color Divide. And the last session was held at St. Margaret Mary in Winter Park. And afterwards, we were just mingling and having conversations, and this young brother was chatting, and he said, you know what? It'd be really cool if y'all did a James Baldwin book club. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it absolutely would. And I mentioned it to Barbara. I said, you know, we need to figure out how to do that. And it's taken us a minute, but we're here.
Yes.
And so it's a very intentionally laid out book club.
Let's talk about it, because there's some things that we're going to have to do if we want to participate.
Yes.
And that means we got to get these books and be on point.
Yes.
That's correct. So let's talk about what we're doing. Now, the very first one is going to be this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
So the way we set this up, we talked about how would we spark the conversation around the books. And so there are 3 separate video pieces and 3 separate books. And that's how we set it up. The films happened all at the Winter Park Public Library. The book club discussions all happened at Hannibal Square.
Okay.
The very first one, we thought, screen I Am Not Your Negro again and pick up where people are spurred to talk about whatever.
Exactly.
And then the book that we intentionally picked is The Cross of Redemption.
Whoa.
And this is actually a posthumous book about Baldwin and his writings, but it ties perfectly with the theme coming out of I Am Not Your Negro. Mm-hmm. So, Barbara, chime in.
So what we discovered, you were there for the very first screening. The Heritage Center was the overflow. And what we realized is people want dialogue.
Yes.
They want discussion. They want their voices to be heard, especially in this time.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to provide those kind of spaces that people can have these discussions around Baldwin's topic, which also was around a lot of civil rights and what we are consuming or what we're seeing now in the news. So this is why these are so important. I guess the object is for you to come out, view the movie, pick up the book at the Winter Park Public Library.
We have them available for checkout. We have a few copies of each one available for checkout. We also have them in downloadable form, so you could download it to your Kindle, your iPad, your phone, or whatever, and read it that way as well.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So then the discussion picks up with you.
The discussion picks over at the Heritage Center. We are going to bring in a few facilitators. They would change over a period of time. I know one of the facilitators that we have scheduled will be Khalil Osiris. He's new to the area, very familiar with James Baldwin and his writings, and so he will be facilitating. This is more for dialogue from the community. Mm-hmm. We definitely want our youngsters to be a part of this as well, 20 and 30 something years old, who are, I always say, actually in the field and seeing how these social issues are affecting them and how current Baldwin was with where we are now.
You know what, Barbara, I often say, did James ever sleep? Because he was so far ahead of his time.
Way ahead.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting James's brother David growing up. You know, And I also wondered about David. Did he ever sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Just profound folk.
Wow, very much. Very much.
Forecasted way ahead of their time.
Yes. And I've been reviewing a lot of his earlier interviews. His intelligence and seeing where we were as a people, African Americans, in America,
mm-hmm.
and making it very real, making it so that it taught us who white America was. He was able to teach us and show us who white America, as well as Black America, who we are. Mm-hmm. So we're very glad to be able to do this work. And my thing is, we have to bring opposition into the room. It's always easy that all of us are on the same agreement of what's going on and how we would like to change it.
But we're not looking through the same sets of eyes.
Absolutely not. And if we do not have opposition in the room so we can have these dialogues, these things continue.
Mm-hmm. And I think the critical piece too, because I think what Mr. Baldwin did was he didn't back down from conflict. As we say, letting opposition be in the room, I think we invite conflict in the room. That's the place where, as human beings in our society, we're not comfortable. We don't want to talk about the stuff that makes us, well, I'm not a bad white person. Well, I'm not a bad Black person. Well, no, you're not. We're human beings. How do we figure out a way to talk to each other and figure out where we meet?
Yes.
And then also, let's figure out, okay, the places where we don't meet, and then how do we resolve that?
Mm-hmm.
Because as a society, that's what it's going to take for us to survive, to get past
of
whatever social craziness is happening. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. As long as we remember who we are, that we are human beings, we are all capable of making change.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with us.
And it does.
Individually.
And it's going to have to be a discussion that we're willing to have.
Yes, exactly.
Come into that room on any given Sunday.
Yes. Right. Yes. Right.
Ready and willing to have a discussion and realize that the heat is going to be there.
Yes.
It is going to be there. Are you going to bring in media for this? And the reason I ask that, just realize that once media gets a hold of this information and they listen to these Sunday shows,
mm-hmm.
expect them to be there with their little notepads
mm-hmm.
and writing, and
mm-hmm.
your sessions may show up.
Right.
I wonder, will they be able to not edit out the heatedness of it? So I think
that
what we're saying is that just be ready for exposure.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need at this point in time.
I think you're right.
We're all operating under here, and I'm not saying it's radar.
No.
I'm saying we're all operating on nice terms.
Yes.
Right.
And everything is not always black and white, and it's not always nice.
No.
And that is
where,
good.
Yeah. We haven't extended an invitation, but we haven't talked about not having media present.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you know, just get prepared. I just wanted to put that little bird in your, in your ear, that could be a possibility. So if you're just tuning in this morning, we're getting you prepared, Central Florida, for a 90-day discussion on race relations in our community. And it's not just focused on Winter Park.
Mm-mm.
We're doing everything in the Winter Park area because they're bold enough to invite us in and allow us to sit down, sup a few, and, you know, take off our scarves and just get ready.
Yes. Yeah.
We want you to join us. The first movie that we're going to expose you to once again is James Baldwin's I Am Not Your Negro, and we're going to be reading The Cross of Redemption. It's a collection of works by and about Baldwin that never before been collected in book form.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just discussions
that
we want to invite you to over at Hannibal Square Heritage Center in Winter Park as well. So the next movie, give us the whole calendar, Ruth.
All right, so then in February, it's actually video clips where we're looking at perspectives on athletes and activism. In light of Colin Kaepernick and the NFL initiatives and the things that are happening in sports in general with all athletes, you know, and I think about, okay, so we expect athletes to be athletes but nothing else, but they're human beings walking around in the same system we are.
A lot of them are really, really smart.
That's exactly right.
And so these are clips, one from Bryant Gumbel, one from Bob Costas, and another from Shannon Sharp, and looking specifically at comments about Colin Kaepernick and comments about taking a knee, the whole concept and all of that, and it ties perfectly into James Baldwin's Notes of a Native Son. We were very intentional with which books we picked and what we wanted that topic to focus on. And you'll notice that Sunday, February 4th, it's Sunday of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. It sure is.
It is. Yeah. And so
sure
is. Looking yeah. at perspectives and activism, and I know, you know, we're in that 2-4 window, so
yes,
you
yes.
can come and still get back home in time
exactly.
for kickoff, because
yeah.
I want to see it too. So,
exactly.
So paying attention to that. And then in March, it's Ava DuVernay's 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And really mm-hmm. looking at, yes, that first Sunday in March, really looking at the message from that movie about the U.S. prison system and how it actually holds up that whole structure of inequality in our prison system. And then the book coming out of that is, say again, Barbara?
Mass incarceration.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book coming out of that is The Fire Next Time.
Perfect.
I mean, which...
Perfect combination.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I will say, because I've had wow. a couple of colleagues go, you know, y'all might want to look at this book of Baldwin's, and you may mm-hmm. want to look at that book of Baldwin's. We started out with these 3 months. We are not opposed to continuing okay. discussions of Baldwin's books.
Mm-hmm.
These are just three.
Yes.
I mean, the man was a prolific writer
oh, yeah.
with lots to say and brilliant about social justice when a time when we weren't even calling it social justice.
Mm-hmm.
So this could go on. I'm just going to
yes.
say it could
and
continue.
We would like it to go on.
Yeah.
Again, these are discussions, issues that we want to be able to address, and we want to be able to address them again in safe spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping for a really good turnout, really great participation, that we can continue these discussions, because this is how change begins.
This is how change
if
begins.
If not, we're going to continue to see the same things mm-hmm. again, and we do not want that.
And for an area such as Winter Park.
Yes.
Let's for a moment just stop and think. 10 years even ago,
mm-hmm.
this would have been a hard thing to undertake.
Absolutely.
10 years ago.
It would
even
have.
Just 10 years
mm-hmm.
ago. We are living in the belly of the South is what I say.
Yeah.
And I often tell people that before I moved to Orlando, Florida, I was a program director in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Wow.
And I marched
wow.
that Selma to
mm-hmm.
Montgomery. Yeah.
The Petrus
mm-hmm.
Bridge.
And
yeah.
do you understand that bridge is still the same
yeah.
rickety
yeah.
shape? But I got to tell you, I never experienced overt racism like I do here
mm-hmm.
in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so surprising to so many people.
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh.
Yeah.
I think what's surprising is that you can say it.
Yes, yes.
You can say
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is a northern girl
mm-hmm.
who, you know, there, it's still racism
mm-hmm.
with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And
here it's
and
with
subtle.
A snarl, and it's very subtle
yeah.
up there.
And
but
see,
I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Racism has been a part of our livelihood, part of our appetite
mm-hmm.
for as long as you and I can
mm-hmm.
remember, in school,
yeah,
amongst us, even.
Uh-huh.
And so when I say a place like Winter Park,
yes,
very segregated at points,
yeah. yes.
you know, throughout our history.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was established as a segregated city.
And
mm-hmm.
so true.
Yeah.
So
yes.
true. The history of Winter Park and why it was there for blacks.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. It was a summer retreat for them
that's
where
a,
we
yeah.
came as maids, as servants.
That's
yes.
right. The West Side, Hannibal Square, that was designated for the African Americans to live, and it was a very middle class community. So going through Hannibal Square, you'll see the churches, the Hannibal Square Merchant, that was all African American owned businesses and shops and services that were provided. The Hannibal Square Elementary School, mm-hmm. the area where the community center now sits, that's where the school was. The Wellburn Daycare Nursery was known as the colored nursery.
Mm-hmm.
So this was definitely segregation, and it was a thriving community
mm-hmm.
as well. So having something like this, exactly what we're doing, it is a very bold approach.
It is.
But it's needed. I don't think we can no longer just sit back and hope to have these discussions just on our porch
yeah.
because they are affecting us.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to athletes and activism, the first person I think about in that is Cassius Clay, known as Muhammad mm-hmm. Ali. One of my other documentaries, Joe Louis, and going through those times. So it has so much relevance to where we are now. I think it's worthy of participation, of people coming out. I think of our young men, and when they are seeing these things on television, television, and not just on television, the experiences that they're having and having a place in which to get clarity around these issues. So I'm glad for the partnership that we can do this.
And to have Khalil come over and facilitate
absolutely
is really good. Khalil Osiris has been on with us a couple of times, and thank you for the introduction. He facilitated some race-related workshops over at the Heritage Center before.
Right.
Khalil is with Bronze Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can remember our discussion, Khalil has a very, and he would not mind me saying, a very different kind of a background. A very educated brother.
Yes. Extremely.
That made some extremely poor choices growing up and spent a large portion of his life behind bars.
That's right.
But came out even more educated than an educated brother.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
That's a scary thing for a lot of people.
So, and I always say, where there is one Khalil, there's a thousand more.
There's a thousand more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you see him out and how humble he, well, I don't want to say humble because that might not be the best way to describe it, but he is humble. He is humble because he knows what it's like to come from something, nothing, back up and back up.
Okay? Yes. Yes.
So, what you want to get from the discussion that he'll lead is he'll take you through and pull you out where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Sometimes you have a facilitator that does not get where you really want to have your end point be.
Yes.
And I know that when I facilitate, I listen to a person's request for me.
Right. Yes.
I'll study what it is, but then I ask them, okay, so our end point is what?
Exactly. Yes.
Because, see, a discussion is one thing.
Yes.
A round table is, is another thing.
Yes. And a charge.
See.
You walk away with a charge.
Away, yeah.
That's always my thing. What do we do now?
You gotta have closure.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Yeah.
Because if it's just that round, round, round.
There we go again.
And I think it's important, too, that to say that we're not coming at this with the answers.
Right.
No.
No, because it's not a done thing. It's not a fixed thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a continuing process. And so we are coming at this, as you said, to provide the space, to provide the forum, provide the opportunity for dialogue. Also to encourage some thinking about what's possible. So when people say, okay, what do we do now? Well, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. You know, what thoughts come up for you and how do we strategize that and how do we put it in place? So know that Khalil, Barbara, myself, we're not the experts, but we are creating this space and putting it there so that we can at least bring the thinking up.
Yes.
And encourage those kinds of things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening now, a couple of things I want you to do. I want you to download or pick up The Cross of Redemption. That is a James Baldwin book. Okay,
correct.
We're only talking James Baldwin this morning. Cross of Redemption is one book I want you to get. I want you to read, and most of us have already read these books, but we'll need, you know, to go back over them. Notes of a Native Son, that's another one, and The Fire Next Time.
Mm-hmm.
All of these books will be discussed in various movies. Now, the movies will show at Winter Park Library this afternoon from 2 to 4. If you'll meet us over on the third floor in the meeting room there at the Winter Park Library, we're showing I Am Not Your Negro. Now, if you remember when we did this at the Enzion last year, the discussion was off the charts.
Yes, it was.
And we got young people involved. We got white folks, women, everyone felt that they were comfortable enough, safe enough
To speak their truth.
To speak their truth, you know? And for that, we'll be reading Cross of Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an appropriate book when you think about it.
Right.
And the discussion for the Cross of Redemption will take place over at Hannibal Square. That discussion will be on the 14th. And that, again, is from 2 to 4 p.m.
14th and the 28th, because we know people are going to need two Sundays to talk about these books.
Mm-hmm.
And true.
Yeah.
And then the Perspectives on Athletes and Activism, that will be over at the Winter Park Library as well. And what that is it's a discussion on the role of athletes, and you'll get clips from Bob Costas, Shannon Sharp, and also Bryant Gumbel, and that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Powerful clips.
Yes.
And the diversity discussion on that one will be around the book
Notes of a Native Son.
And then the final movie, of course, is Ava DuVernay's. That's a Netflix one that you can actually watch prior to this.
Yes, yes.
But please join us for the screening of Ava's 13th. And the discussion is about the U.S. prison system and how it reveals the nation's history of racial inequality. And how are society is set up for recidivism and how our society is set up for this prison to pipeline
yes.
to prison, how we really are set up that.
Yeah.
And how, you may not believe this, and I cannot get an educator to agree with me, but by third grade, if your child is not readily reading and speaking well and behaving
well,
on point,
yes.
there's another place for him.
No, I will tell you where that came from. Yeah. That's a legitimate study out of the Los Angeles school district. There was a, forget her name, but she was a principal in the Los Angeles County school system, and she did the test. And out of that test came the result. But if a child does not learn to read by third grade, basically you are creating a bed for them in prison.
There you have it. I've interviewed several educators, and when I bring that up, eyes avert and subjects get changed because it says something about our educational system.
That's right.
I think it says something about us as a society, where we allow a child to fall through the cracks like that.
But I also think it says something about our homes, too.
Yes.
So if you're not teaching what's right and what's wrong, if you're not teaching your child the ABCs, their name, what's your mom's name?
Exactly.
Not mommy.
Right.
Little simple things, you're going to have a hard time. That's why we have this VPK, and we're not utilizing it. So much money is wasted here in educational support because we don't use it as
not
a society. So all we're saying is that let us entertain your mind on some things that we're faced with every day.
Right.
We'll come out with some solutions, and I say we. There's one more thing that I was going to try to get to, if we can talk about this really quickly. The 1920 Ocoee Massacre is something, again, that we try to shove under the rug.
Yes.
But we had some very vicious crimes committed against black people, black men, black families. It all surrounded election time.
Elections.
And so
the right to
what
vote.
We're doing, the right to vote. So what we're doing with this is that we're doing a path to truth and reconciliation. And there are various locations that will schedule these discussions.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that, Barbara?
Yes, absolutely. This is a fantastic program organized through EJI, Orange County Task Force, and they come with several different partners. There is the Valencia's Peace and Justice Institute, the Florida Humanities Council, Bridge the Gap Coalition. Basically, EJI, developed by Brian Stevenson, this is a program as a way to identify areas where there has been lynchings. So it has been remarkable to see this initiative and how it is unfolding. So one of the things in educating the community that the committee has come up with is to show the Ocoee story. And basically that is, it's free and open to the public. There will be in different locations. There is one in the Valencia College East Campus, Valencia Osceola Campus, the West Campus, at the Winter Park Community Center at January the 31st. And I think once again, it's all education. We live in Central Florida, and a lot that happened in Ocoee, a lot of it is hard to digest. Ocoee is a great community, as we know now, and just as any other community, there's always room for improvement and growth.
And all of the communities down here have history.
Yeah.
So it's good to know.
I was going to say, everybody's got a Rosewood, and this is Central Florida's Rosewood.
Yeah, well, see,
that's it. That's it.
So what I'm going to do is I've listed everything between the Winter Park Library and the Hannibal Square Heritage Center already on the website. And what I'll do is there are several locations that the Ocoee Massacre and beyond reconciliation piece will show. So I'll list those individually as well.
Can I add one thing? Because out of the Equal Justice Institute, right, Brian Stevenson, who launched that, is the attorney featured in 13th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as he talks about the prison system there, then he went back historically and he has established this concept to move this thing forward.
I'm telling you, you ladies are on the head of something. And Barbara said, you know, this is like the fifth, sixth, seventh day of the new year and already we're coming out the gates.
Yeah.
And we're gangbanging. So I want you to realize that we're very serious about pulling our community and pushing it, goading it,
yes.
making making it move forward, but also understanding that there's some things that we're sitting on that we just need to get up off of.
Right. Yes.
And these will be safe spaces for you to share your truth. And again, we'll put all the information up and we'll get a chance to see the new beautiful Winter Park Public Library.
That will happen in 2020. Sir David Ajay is the design architect for the new library in Winter Park. Mm-hmm. He is the gentleman who designed the African American Smithsonian Museum in D.C. I get chills when I think about the fact that he created that space.
Yes. And look what
and
he's
think
about
he, what he could create, what he's creating for Winter Park. We've seen initial, I guess, preliminary sketches. Uh-huh. So we're waiting for final designs, but the projected completion date is in 2020. And that could change because weather and all life happens and those kind of things, but that is what it is right now. But yes.
Wow. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank
Barbara,
you.
Chandler,
thank you,
good
Monica.
To see you both from Hannibal Square Heritage Center. Dr. Ruth Edwards, I just love you both.
I just love
what we bring to
the
table.
Feeling is mutual.
Thank
yes.
you so
thank
much.
You for what Absolutely. You do for our Central Florida community.
Mm,
it's keeping us together, keeping us focused. So having a platform that you have created, this is a good thing. So congratulations
to
you.
And allowing me to do that.
And always making us welcome, making it a space for
as
the
conversation. As long as I have a home here, you guys do too.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Community Connection on Star 94.5. Pastor Reva Timms is up next with the Glory of Gospel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.